Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dario Lottigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ross, and towards Lillard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brucker for a passed ball. Campbell scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball four. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimes moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross juggles the ball. That's an error on Ross. Grimes scores. Milner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milner moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milner tags and scores. Boudreau tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Weatherly steals second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Chubby Dean now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau scores. Weatherly moves to third. Hale moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Brancato moves to third. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brancato scores. Johnson scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into Hale, who tags Chapman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Johnson. Grimes goes all the way around to score. Pitlock moves all the way to home. It's 7-3, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Moses reaches second base with a double. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Chapman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Chapman scores. Campbell moves to third. Grimes moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball towards right. Moses settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Moses. Campbell scores. Grimes moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Grimes scores. Pitlock scores. Milner goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 12-3, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-3, Indians. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brucker hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Nagel now pitching. Skeeter Newsom now playing second base. Fred Chapman now playing shortstop. D. Miles now playing center field. Eric T. I. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and three walks. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a fly ball towards left. Tipton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tipton. Hale tags and scores. Keltner scores. Grimes tags and moves to second. It's 15-3, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Odell Hale now playing third base. Ray Mack now playing second base. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Weatherly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Weatherly. Chapman moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Chapman scores. One out. It's 15-4, Indians. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Nagel moves to third. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Nagel scores. Collins moves to third. Brancato moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 15-5, Indians. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bob McNamara now playing first base. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 17-5, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tipton. Mack reaches second base with a double. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 4 walks. Grimes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tipton. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. It's 18-5, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miles for the out. One out. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman bunts towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nagel strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a pop-up towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 4 for 6 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive towards first. McNamara reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob McNamara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNamara strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 18, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.